This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A perhaps little-known fact about the American labor force? Los Angeles is a major center for the garment industry. Hundreds of companies, tens of thousands of workers churning out the clothes on our backs. And at the moment, most of those workers are paid what's called piece rate, literally pennies per garment pieces that they sew together, sleeves or collars or what have you. That'll change in January, though, when a new law here in California guarantees an hourly minimum wage. It'll also make retailers who sell the clothes liable for wage theft committed by the factories they contract with. Marketplace's Caroline Champlin is on that story.
Here in the sample room of L.A. clothing brand Karen Kane, a worker is cutting out pieces of blue and white striped fabric for a dress. The boss, co-president Lonnie Kane, is watching.
So these are cuffs.
Yeah.
Collar stand.
The pieces are cut, layered with another fabric, and fused together with a steam press. This dress is still in development for Karen Kane's Spring 2022 line.
We sell to Bloomingdale's, Nordstrom's, Dillard's, Belk's.
This design facility is also the first stage of production, where hundreds of identical garment pieces get cut out of raw fabric. Those get bundled into bags and wait on a receiving dock.
Sewing contractors will come in here later in the afternoon, and they will pick up the cut work.
Some of it goes to Mexico, Kane says, but about 70% heads to nearby workshops around L.A. to be sewn together by garment workers who, Kane says, the company already pays hourly. But that's not the case for the majority of LA's workers. A recent survey from the Garment Worker Center found 58% of sewers in the city are still working per piece. Francisco Zul has worked here for 3 decades since moving from Guatemala. He says this kind of sewing isn't just a trade.
It's an art.
Walking in the fashion district in downtown LA, Zul points to old, often run-down buildings where he's worked.
There are many of them around here.
They're just sort of hidden.
Yeah.
Have you worked there?
I got fired 2 times there.
Zul says both times were over pay disputes. We head into another building, down a long hallway with big workrooms behind iron doors. In one, people are focused on their machines, turning stacks of cut orange fabric into orange dresses. Zul says piecework like this doesn't add up to much.
I've been working like a lot of hours in 1 week, like 60 hours a week, and earning like $300, $350.
Under the new law, some workers could be making twice as much if they're paid minimum wage. And these days, Zul is already earning an hourly rate.
I can see the changes now. Yeah. I can see the difference. Yeah, because I have a little more money in my pocket, I'm at least be able to go to a restaurant and sit there and try to relax.
He's hoping to spend any extra money on fashion design classes, maybe start his own business. Cal Poly Pomona professor Mudita Senanayake says the higher cost for labor will put pressure on many small factories.
The contractors who have the capability of producing at a lower cost with the systems in place, they will still survive. Those who cannot will go under.
He says others could take their business elsewhere.
I know that some companies have already left LA because of, you know, all the regulations and whatnot.
Even Lonnie Kane from the LA-based designer Karen Kane is reconsidering his options. He's most concerned about the part of the bill that makes stores liable for any garment worker wage violations.
If it becomes litigious, everybody has something to worry about.
He's worried that just the fear of a lawsuit will make even his longtime customers wary of any brands that sell clothes assembled in California.
What if a department store decides, well, Lonnie, we've been doing business for 35 years, but I can't buy made in California from you anymore. I'm basically out of business, to be honest with you.
In case that happens, Kane says he's looking into what factories are available out of state and out of the country. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.